Amen. Everybody, you may be seated. Amen. Try to do this with a little handicap tonight. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Try to get set up here real quick. Amen. How many is excited about the new year? Amen. Amen. How many is excited about what God's going to do? Amen. I'm excited what God is going to do. Amen. This year. And I am mindful as well of what the enemy is going to try to do. Amen. Amen. And so we got to just bind together, pray, and believe and know that God is in control, that God's got everything at hand. Amen. Amen. I have a lengthy reading tonight, and so I'm going to let y'all be seated, and you can be seated with me. We're both seated tonight. Amen. I'm going to read to you out of Ezekiel 37, 3 through 5. And it says, "And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest." Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, "Thou knowest." Amen. A question for a question. "Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of God unto the bones, to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and they shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord God. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone." Amen. "And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say unto the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet in exceeding great joy. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, and we are cut off from our parts. And verse 12 says, therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and I will cause you to come up out of the graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. Amen. Can we just pray for a few moments tonight? Lord, we thank you, God, for your word. God, we thank you, God, for your presence, God, that is already in this place, God. God, I pray tonight, God, that you would help us, God, that your word, God, would speak to our hearts, God, and speak to our minds. Lord, we love you tonight, God, and we give you all the praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I want to talk to you tonight just for a few moments. And my son already asked me how long I was going to be earlier, so we'll see how that works out. No promises. Amen. I want to talk to us tonight about prophesying to our dilemma. Prophesying to our dilemma. Amen. These were some of the prophecies that Ezekiel began to speak. And so as I began to read this the other night, and I was laying in the bed and I was reading it, and I went back a chapter to 36, and that's where I began to become fascinated about some of the things that Ezekiel began to do. He begins to prophesy, to speak with his mouth. There's a lot of things that we can say when we speak, we prophesy, we can say things, we can speak things, amen. We can speak good or we can speak bad. We can speak positivity or we can speak negative, amen. Amen. And so the Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue, amen. And so it's very important what we speak and what we say, amen. And that's why Pastor always says, paraphrasing here, but you want to surround yourself with people that are positive. You don't want to surround yourself with people that are always negative or always have something bad to say, but because those things, they begin to take ownership of you. They become part of you, if you will. They become one with you. So I want to speak positive. Amen. I want to speak life. I want to speak hope. Amen. Hallelujah. And I think it's very important. It's very in order for the new year that we speak some things into the atmosphere, that we begin to speak some promises to God, that we begin to speak some healings, that we begin to declare some things with our mouth. Amen. Amen. It's very important today that we speak. But I find it fascinating that he begins to speak. And when you understand this book, it's not just the book of, it's a book of judgment. And there's just a lot of things going on. And then he begins to speak of renewing. And there's a lot of things. But there, what I want to focus on is him in the renewing part of this book. The Bible tells us that, and we study that during this time, it was a time of exile for the people of God, the children of God. And he was speaking to fellow people who were exiles, who were one time the elite of Jerusalem, who were one time God's people, who communed with God and were in relationship with God, and who were in a covenant with God, if you will. And we know today that God, in his unconditional love, uses a man to speak to his people. Amen. Is anybody thankful for the preacher today? Amen. If it wasn't for the preacher today, none of us would be saved in this place tonight. If somebody never preached the word of God to us, we would never be saved tonight. So I'm very thankful for the word of God tonight. Amen. And so the Bible patterns, it shows us that the man of God, he's speaking in a time where there's a dilemma at hand and there are issues at hand. And he begins to speak to the people. And he begins to kind of change the narrative of the story a little bit, because he was in past times speaking of judgment and things to come and how the heathen and how they had polluted themselves. But now he's beginning to speak with this unconditional love. He's beginning to speak what there's a little bit of hope at the end, and God is speaking through the man of God. And I'm thankful for the love of God, because we are buried with God in baptism. Amen. I'm going somewhere tonight. We have the power of God within us. Amen. The Bible says in Acts 1:8 that we shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us, and that we shall be witnesses. Amen. How many is thankful for the power of God? Amen. It is the power of God unto salvation. It is a saving power. Amen. That power resides in you and I today. The power of God is within us. The problem is that many times that we don't understand the power of God that is working within us, because we don't exercise the power of God. But when you begin to exercise the power of God, then you can see God do things through you. Then you can see the miraculous. Then you can see the hand of God. Amen. I believe that God is going to come back for a church that is ready, that a church that is declaring some things with their mouth, that a church that is functioning in the power of God, a church that has a relationship with their God. Amen? Amen. And so that power comes through baptism. That's why it's so important when Paul told Timothy not to get away from the doctrine and not to get away from the core foundations of God, because it is these doctrinal things that bring the very power of God in our lives. And if we are going to see the change, and if we are going to be the change that God wants us to be, the power of God has got to rest in us. And if we throw away the gospel of Jesus Christ, then we throw away the power of God. Come on, I'm preaching to somebody tonight. We need to get a love for the word of God. We need to get a love for the truth of God. It's more than just a story. It's more than just a few words, but it's the power of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I don't know about you tonight, but I need more of God right now than I ever have. I need more of God in my life. I need God in my finances. I need God in my ministry. Hallelujah. I need God in my marriage. We need God tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is the power of God. I'm hungry for more of God. Amen. And here I want to remind someone today that same power lives in you and I. Amen. And one of my points tonight is that there is power in the spoken word. Amen. There is power in the word of God. Amen. You see, the enemy knows this. And so because he knows this, he has many vices. And he has many distractions that can paralyze us if we're not careful. Amen. Has anybody ever seen somebody just paralyzed? Raise your hand. Amen. That's what the enemy has the ability to do to us. He can paralyze us, amen, and he can distract us, amen. It is fear, and he gets in our mind, and he gets in our spirit, and the worries of life and the things that are going on around us. Somehow they drowned out everything. Somehow they drowned out the power of God. Somehow they drowned out the doctrine. Somehow they drowned out what we knew was right a long time ago. Amen. That God, amen, can do all things. That there is nothing that is impossible with him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I believe that there are triggers to our faith tonight. Look at your neighbor and say, there are triggers to your faith. Amen. There are triggers. We can act. We can act. And you can read throughout the Bible where a man or a woman would act on the word of God. And God would do the miraculous through their action. Amen. And we can speak. Amen. And you would find in scripture that when the child of God began to speak, that things begin to happen. Because it's tied to our faith. These are very simplistic avenues. But they can completely change our circumstance today. God did not give us a hard plan to follow tonight. The things of God are not complicated. There is but one Lord and one God, and his name is Jesus. Amen. And it's an imperative, amen, that God requires for us to have faith. Faith in him, because we can't do it by ourselves. But if we could ever understand who he is and who we are through him, then there's not a devil in hell that can stop you. Amen. God wants to give you power, amen, to tread upon serpents. Amen. And this is not no crazy speech that I say. I'm not telling you to go pick up snakes or stand on snakes. But it's a mentality that God has given to the bride of Christ. It's a mentality. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let your mind be upon me. Let your heart be turned towards me. Let your faith be in me tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We find that the prophet was speaking these things in chapter 36. He began to speak with his mouth. He began to speak, the Bible says, to the mountains. He began to speak to the atmosphere. Mind you, the enemy had taken away all that they had. They were filled with hopelessness. Their faith was a thing of the past. It's pretty safe to say they were merely existing. Amen. And I'm just going to say something before I go any further tonight. One of the worst things that you can witness with your eyes is to see an individual who is merely existing. Because there is no hope. There is no unction. There is no drive in them. They are just there. Amen. And this is where the children of God find themselves. A place of existence. But the man of God begins to speak in chapter 36. He begins to prophesy. He begins to open his mouth. He begins to say these very, he begins to curse the mountains, the very things that defy them, the very things that kept them down. He begins to open his mouth, and with his voice, he speaks to the mountains. The Lord speaks, and because they have made you desolate, they have swallowed you up upon every side. He begins to speak to the rivers in the waste, even the forsaken cities. He calls out the heathen that has clutched them, that has taken away their hope. The heathen that has taken away their vision. The heathen that has taken away their dreams and put them in a place of merely existing. Amen. That's why I said from the beginning this morning that we are in a new year, but the enemy would like nothing more, amen, to distract you, amen, and to rob you of your faith, amen, and to plague you with sickness, and to plague you with confusion. But the church has got to arise, the church has got to stand, and the church has got to prophesy and say, we will live, we will not die. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Ezekiel 36 and 7 says, therefore, thus saith the Lord, I have lifted up my hand, and surely the heathen that are about you, they shall bear their shame. Yes, God has a word for you tonight. God says, I see the enemy and what he's done to you. God says, I see your current condition. God says, I see your worry. I see your doubt. But God said, I will bring them to shame because I've heard you. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a God who hears every cry. I'm talking about a God who still holds all power in heaven and in earth. I'm talking about a God who was jealous for you. I'm talking about a God who gave his life for you. Amen. He said, I will shame them that plague you. Were they worthy? Probably not. But there's a God who loves you. There's a God who gave his life for you. And there is a God who is invested in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe tonight that God is wanting someone, amen, to begin to prophesy some things in their life. I believe that God is looking for someone tonight to stretch their faith. Amen. I believe that God is looking for someone today to use their actions and use their voice. Amen. I always talk, it's not purposely, but it seems like a lot of the times that I teach or I preach that my messages come back to faith. Amen. Because it's so imperative and faith is so important in our walks for God and our walk with God. Because when the enemy has come in and he's taken your faith and he's taken your hope, you have nothing. Your access is denied. But you can be beat up and you can be tore up and you have just a little bit of faith to crawl to the altar. God can begin to do the impossible. God can begin to do the miraculous in your life. Hallelujah. It's because God responds to faith. He said it didn't need to be a lot of faith. It can just be a little bit of faith. That's why it's so imperative that we come to the house of God. And if we come dragging into the house of God, then drag yourself into the house of God and renew your faith in God. Renew your commitment in God. Amen. It's so important that we come to the house of God. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the house of God. Amen. The beauty of this tonight, of what I'm talking about, it is not a template or a guideline to follow. Amen. I'm just saying some things, but whosoever will, the Bible says, let him come. We should not be waiting on the preacher or waiting on a music note. It's not a template. It's, we don't come up here and preach two songs and whatever, and we come and we have a program. And I know we have an order in the way we do things tonight. But I would to God that God, if you need something from God, that you wouldn't wait on the preacher, that you wouldn't wait on the music, that you would begin to prophesy to your dilemma, because I can't do it tonight, but there's a God that can, and he's waiting on you. He's waiting on your actions. He's waiting on your faith tonight. Hallelujah. That is part of being apostolic tonight. If we lose our ability to step out and to be radical, then we've lost everything. Amen. Because we're not bound by anything. Amen. When we've been buried with God in baptism, there is the power of God that rests in you. Young people, you should go to your school and be able to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. This is not fun and games tonight. This is not a joke, but it's the power of God who will stand in this untoward generation. Amen. And declare and prophesy tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, grip us tonight, God. Help us, God, to understand, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, I feel the presence of God in this place. I believe that God is calling this church to a higher dimension, to a higher place in him. But we've got to understand first who we are and whose we are and what we are in God. Amen. If the church will rise, amen, there's nobody that can stop us. Amen. There's not a problem that can stop us. Amen. There's not a situation that can stop us. Amen. There's not a financial disaster that can bury us. Amen. Hallelujah. Our hope is in God. Our faith is in God tonight. Amen. It really makes no sense when you read the word of God that a lady would crawl through a crowd to touch the hem of a garment. It makes no sense tonight to give the very little that you have and to give it away. It makes no sense it really does make no sense. But faith says, I give everything to you, God. God, I'm not standing on my own ability, God, because I'm good, but I'm not good enough, God. I'm standing on your word, God. God, if you say give it, God, I'm going to give it, God. God, if you say speak it, God, I'm going to speak it, God. God, if you say preach it, God, then I'm going to preach it, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is calling us to have backbone in this day, in this hour. God is calling us to be bold in the Holy Ghost, not to be stupid or naive, excuse my French, but God is calling us to have some backbone, amen, and stand for the things that he stands for, and cry for the things that he cries for, and love the things that he loves. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a sad day when the world has more passion than our own personal walk with God. Amen. We should be the happiest people around. We should be the most on fire people around. Amen. There should be a word in our mouth. There should be a word to say. We ought to know about the truth of God. We ought to know about the oneness of God. Why? Because it's the power unto salvation. Why? Because it has the ability to change lives. It has the ability to lead souls to heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so our faith is very important. We're not counting the 30 music with the music, so looking at my son. I actually got 10 more minutes. Amen. That's a joke. Amen. So our faith is imperative tonight. Amen. A faithless church is a powerless church. Amen. Verse 9 says in Ezekiel, it says, For behold, I am for you, and I will turn unto you, and you shall be tilled and sown, and I will multiply men upon you, and all the house of Israel, even all of it, and the city shall be inhabited, and the waste shall be builded. What the Lord was saying is that I will make you fruitful again. He was saying, I am going to cultivate you again. You're talking about a people who are in a state of desolation, a people who are in a place to produce. But God said, I will rebuild, and I will till up the ground, and I will make this ground yield again. He will make you fruitful. It is the will of God for the church and for the saints of God to be fruitful in all that they do. Amen, in their marriages, in their homes, in their ministries. Amen, in their everyday life. It's the will of God that you are fruitful. It's the will of God that you are a tree and that you're growing and that you're overflowing so much that you're able to give to somebody else, that you're overflowing so much that you're able to be a blessing to the sinner. Amen. God wants you to be blessed, not so you can store up your cabins or you can store up whatever you have, but God wants you to be blessed to give back to a world that's lost and dying and going to a devil's hell. God wants to recultivate us again tonight. Hallelujah. He wants us to overflow. It's the will of God. This message tonight is a message of restoration, spiritually and physically. I believe that God can heal any disease. I believe that God can touch us spiritually tonight. Ephesians 3:20 says, we know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. According to what? According to the power that worketh in us. That is tied to our faith. Amen. Ezekiel 37:3-5, it says, and he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O God, O Lord God, thou knowest. There it is. It's a question for a question. Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones. He said, speak it again.
He's saying, Ezekiel, you don't understand what I'm telling you. From 36 to 37, I'm telling you to speak to the atmosphere. I'm telling you to speak to your situation. I'm telling you to prophesy to your dilemma. Why? Because when you speak, I am there. When you speak, I will heal. When you speak, I will answer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he says unto God, he said, Son of man, can these bones live? And he said, God, thou knowest. And he said again unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and they shall live. We find God giving Ezekiel a vision of restoration. And he poses the question, can these bones live? Amen. And I said it already, and I'm going to say it again. I'm thankful for the word of God tonight. This word is powerful. The Bible says that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces flesh, and it pierces spirit. The proverb says that it's a lamp unto our feet. I'm going to say it again, that it is a lamp unto your feet. When you don't know what to do, and when you don't know where to go, it is a lamp unto your feet. It will lead you and guide you into all truth. It doesn't matter what's around you or what's not around you. The word of God will lead you and guide you, because this word of God, it's anointed all by itself. It doesn't need man. It doesn't need help. It's anointed. It's the very powerful word of God. Hallelujah. Everything that we need tonight is in him. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. We find what we need right here in God's spoken word. What I'm trying to say tonight is that God has your answer. God has your answer. The Lord posed the question, can these bones live? I believe God is posing a question here tonight. Can these bones live? Can your situation be turned around? Can your need be met tonight? Can God do the impossibility in your life? Can God make a way in your situation? God is posing a question tonight. Amen. The Bible says that the prophet replies. What a funny reply. He says, Lord says, can the bones live? He says, thou knowest. I'm not sure how he felt or what even the prophet thought, but he answered the question with a question. Don't you just hate that? When somebody, you ask a question, they answer with another question. Amen. Better stay on point here. The positive is that he was talking to God. Amen. He was talking to God. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know that he was thinking. I don't know if you know that he thought it could happen. It's just so far out there. So he answered a question with a question. But at least he was talking to God. And I want to tell you that our dilemma tonight many times is we have stopped talking to God. Prophesy could be a number of things. We can prophesy things in the spirit. We can speak words. We can speak to God. We can open our mouth. I'm sure that we all thought. I'm not sure what he thought. And one of the worst things we can do in our walk with God is to remain silent. One of the number one killers in our life is to remain silent or absent. You think, well, I'm just going to go do my own thing. I'm all right. I'm all good. I'm just not going to say nothing no more. I'm just going to be here. And time has a way of doing its thing. And just so you know, time is undefeated. Amen. Until it's in God's hands. And the worst thing you can do is be silent and withdraw yourself from the things of God. And when we are silent, we are setting ourselves up for failure. Amen. And so I would rather give this question a question for a question than not say anything. Amen. I would rather say, God, I really don't know. Brother Reuben, you're God. I'm just here. But at least I'm talking to God. Amen. Sometimes the reality is that we don't necessarily have all the words to say. Or we don't know what to pray. Or we don't know what to ask for. Because we're so devastated. Or we're so worn out. Or we're so tired. Or we're so distressed. But I'm telling you tonight that we got to begin to talk to God. We got to begin to speak to our dilemma. We got to be able to start to speak some things in the spirit. Amen? Amen. They say, musicians, if you'll help me tonight, I'm almost done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They say when all else fails, you still have faith. And that's a flawed statement. And here is why. Because when we came to God, whenever that was, that took faith. Amen? And what I want to tell you today is that it still takes faith to live for God today. I want to tell you today that it still takes faith to see the miraculous in your life. It still takes faith to live for God. Amen. So the issue is somewhere between then and now. Our faith has been silenced. So I say to you tonight, ALC, prophesy to your dilemma. Stand on the promises of God. Speak life and not death. Open your mouth. And if you don't know what to say, just say, Jesus, I need you. God, I love you. We stand to our feet tonight in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we lose our voice, we lose the ability to prevail. You can prevail in this world, but what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? But if we could ever activate our faith, and we can ever begin to prophesy again, we can begin to prophesy to our dilemma. We can begin to prophesy to the things he said, oh mountains that tried to cripple me. They tried to box me in, but I begin to prophesy to the mountain. I begin to prophesy to the river. I begin to prophesy to the waste. Amen. Why? Because there's a God. There's a God who wants to hear from you tonight. There's a God who longs for your voice. Hallelujah. If we can come to these altars tonight. Amen. Let's talk to God tonight. Hallelujah.
More of you in my life. More love. More power. More. With all of my heart. strength.